our heart, our soul is there, and he has Jivar Sarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. Jiv is Krishna Das, so has some form, some potency in his seed. Everything is there. We cannot add anything. What is there, it will become, be there. If in this seed there is any tree, mango tree, the seed of the mango tree will make only a mango tree, not all other things, not orange tree or anything. Orange seeds will make orange, you know. So everything is on potency in our Atma. By Sadhu Sangha, by Guru, it comes. So everything is in Atma. What is sadhan? What is sadhan? Srila Rupa Goswami has told, and I know that he has also quoted. Sadhan, we are not actually doing sadhan. We are doing sadhanabhas. Sadhanabhas, you know. But we tell that, oh, you are doing so splendid. You are Madhyamadhikari. Why we tell? To give some
encouragement.
Otherwise, we will not do. Ek Krishnam kare, ek Krishnam, mane one Krishnam will give everything. But why we do so many things, so many times? Why Rupa Goswami always, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always? Why? To have that prem. What prem? To for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everything we have in our Atma. And when we give water, what is water? Harikatha is water. So giving properly, it will come like what we are. As a Sakha, as a Vatsalya Bhav, Ma Yashoda, that is Vatsalya Bhav, or like gopis. Any one of this we have in our potency in our in Atma, in Jivatma. So when any person will do bhakti, one need to achieve mood of bhav mood, to realize what we are, who we are, what is the relation with Krishna. How we are serving Krishna, or we will serve Krishna, then it is really a sadhana. If you are not doing anything, you have not a goal for your all activities, then it is not sadhana. First, we'll have to know what is our sadhya. Sadhya means
goal
of our all sadhana. Then we will decide that what should be our sadhana. If you want money, you'll have to do business, you'll have to serve anywhere, then you can make money. If you want swarga, heaven, then you'll have to do very good activities. If you want Vaikuntha, then you'll have to go to Hanuman or Ramanuja or Lakshmi, and they will tell that you should do this. And when you want Braja Prem, then you'll have to know and to take the way of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. So first we should try to know what is our sadhya, what we want. If you want fruit, then if you will go to market in car shop, you will have not orange, that thing, orange. If you want clothes and you go to market in fruit market, you will have not that garment there. So we should decide what is our sadhya. What we want? We want Krishna. What Krishna? Dwarkadhish. What do you want? Mathuresh Krishna or Ramachandra or Krishna in Vaikuntha? We don't know anything. So we should go to sadhu sangha and realize what we want. And then we will decide that what is our sadhana. I think that it has begun 1 hour.
Yeah,
45
minutes.
45 hours. So I want to stop the visit today. And from evening, we will read Chaitanya Chaitamrit, the purport of Swamiji, and we will explain everything. What should be our goal first? And then, how to achieve that goal? This is sadhana. Gaur Premanand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Glad Bodhar Prabhu and that Prabhu. I'm not telling anyone to go, but I want that they should have.
I can see you very nicely.
Yes, sir. Do. Namami Nandana. You have done? We will do a kirtan. Yes, sir. Namami Nandanandanam Namami Nandanam. You have done Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Not, it has been not. You have done?
Yes. Gaurarti.
Gaurarti has been done?
Yes.
No Arti?
Yes.
The time is to Arti?
Arti, abhi bhi kiya hai.
Kiya?
Haan.
You have done Arti?
Yes.
Achha, we will do Pancha Tattva, so you should. No. Achha, you should do. After two lines, you should come to Namami Nandana. You can do all ladies.
Amara Shashamir
Gauranga bolite habe. Bolite. Also try to.
Sarira. Hari bolite.
Vaishnav poet, and he is bona fide Vaishnav. He is telling that faint years will come when our hearts will be melted. And when we will rolling down on the earth, when we will take the name of Gauri Chandra. Who is Gauri Chandra? He is himself Krishna. But taking the beauty and mood of Srimati Radhika, he has descended to this world to test the moods of Srimati Radhika and to preach and to give some parts of Gopi Prem to conditioned souls. We try sometime to chant Gauri Chandra, Nityananda Prabhu, because he is bona fide Guru, he is holy Gurudev, Akhanda Guru Tattva, he is Baldev Prabhu. But we see that tears are not coming. Heart is not melting. But if Nityananda Prabhu will give mercy, then it is surely that tears will come and our heart will be so melted. Nityananda has, Prabhu has melted the hearts of Jagai and Mridhai. He has done miracles. Guru can do like this. Swamiji has sent lakhs and lakhs persons in this world. We have seen so many drunkards, so many kamuk, lustis, so many things we have seen. In India we have seen also. Powerful Guru and bona fide Guru can change because he is the part and parcel of and himself like Nityananda Prabhu, manifestation of Nityananda. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Guru, bona fide Guru, our heart cannot be melted and we cannot give up lust, irsha dvesh. Irshadvesh means
envy,
anger, six kinds of begs, man beg, krodh beg, jihwa beg, udar beg, upast beg, you know, perhaps. We cannot give up. Even anger we cannot give up. Ego we cannot, that we are so rich, we are so famous, we are so qualified, we cannot give up. We cannot be trinadapi sunich, tarorapi sahishununa, amanina, manadena. We cannot be ourselves. By exercising our intelligence and all kinds of efforts, we cannot do anything. We are helpless. But if Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is coming, then everything is corrected. Then we'll have Chidbal. Chidbal, you know? Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev. He gives bal, power, that we can chant, we can have bhakti without the mercy of Guru. And Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot have this bhakti, this seed of bhakti. So he is praying Nityananda Prabhu, Vishaya Chhadiya Kabe, Ar Kabe, Nitai Chand, Karuna Karibe. He is telling that I am worthless. I have no bhakti at all. I have no qualification at all. I am so and so, like more than Jagai and Badhai. If anyone hear my name, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has told, if anyone will hear my name, his every good things will go away. And if anyone do sang, my sang, then every bad things will come in my heart. I am more wretched than a stool. A stool, it is all right?
Yeah.
A stool. The insects of his stools. I am more wretched. But yet, I know that the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and the Guru, bona fide Guru, is so powerful that he did mercy to Jagai, Madhain and all. He can also bestow his mercy. Even a sprinkle will touch me and I will chant Gaur Chand. Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. We know from the writings of our bona fide gurus and Vaishnavas that Krishna name does some vichar of aparad.
Consideration of offenses.
Also, Krishna Bhakti, Vrindavan also have some consideration. But Gaur Nityananda nahi ye sab vichar. No consideration ever. If animal can come to him, and he will tell that, oh, chant Harinam, Harinam, he will, bona fide, he will do. Like lions, tigers, serpents, deers and all. So Nityananda Prabhu Gauchandra is so powerful. And his mercy is so unlimited. Without any reason, Krishna Nam and Krishna himself thinks that if he is a bona fide Vaishnava, or je jathang mam prapadante tam tathag bhajamyaham. That if a man or person is qualified half percent, he will give his mercy half percent. If he is qualified more than that, he will go more. But he has a very
balance,
very good balance. He will never give less or more. He will give you according to your qualifications. But Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, mercy is so beautiful and ahetuki, without causeless mercy, that he gives also qualification, also the pot in which prem is given. Krishna will not give pot, that he will not give qualification. But Gaur Nityananda Prabhu even gives them prem, and in which he will keep this pot also, and qualifications also. So Nityananda Prabhu is so much generous, he is so much merciful, that there is no tulna at all, no comparison. Because he has come here with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give this Krishna prem in this world, that Krishna has even not given. He has tested. He has given to some, but not to all, who are not qualified. But we know that those who took shade or who
surrender.
shelter in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. He gave this Amulya Prem, Krishna Prem, Braja Prem. To whom? To all. Krishna Das Kaviraj Guru Goswami is telling, by his mercy, I went to Vrindavan. I came to Vrindavan. By his mercy, I met to Rupa and Sanatan. By his mercy, I saw and Govind, Gopinath Madan and Madhmohan gave me darshan. I'm not writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madan Mohan is
Hatasari Likhai Mor Madan Mohan. His, he make me write.
That
taking
the
my
pen
hand.
Was in his hand. And like a poet we teach, so he's writing everything. Madan Mohan himself. By whom grace? By the help, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu can wash our hearts, they can give Krishna Prem, and then when I will tell, O Gauranga, O Sachinandan Gaurhari, O Krishna, O Radhe, where you are? He Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, he Nanda suno kuta, Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale, Kalindi vanne kuta, Goshantavi sarvato mahakedav, mahabifalav, bande rup sanatanu, ragujugav shiji. I have heard so many times Swamiji doing kirtan this. Weeping, tears coming with harmonium. I've seen him. How beautifully, how filling all these modes of braja. Are living in Vrindavan, they are not actually seeing Vrindavan. There are so many pandas that tell that we are Brajavasi. But they have no link with Krishna, no relation with Krishna, like Nanda Baba, Yasoda Maiya, Subal Siddham. And what we speak of gopis, they have nothing. They are out of Vrindavan. They are on the
net.
So he is praying that I cannot see Vrindavan. I want to be in Vrindavan, actually. But who can live there? There must be some qualification. What is this? If you have given up all our offenses, all kinds of anarths, anarth perhaps you know, all anarths, all kinds of egos, worldly egos, lust, anger, and all these things. And if he had become trinadapi suni tarurapi sahisunana amanina manudena. Moreover, without the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana Raghunath, we cannot enter in Vrindavan. So he is telling that when Rupa and Raghunath will be merciful to me, and then I will be qualified to see Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? We don't know. We only hear the name of Vrindavan. Krishna has done some pastimes there. He has danced. What is dance? What is raspi? Don't know. Some don't know. I cannot tell that anyone knows. Swami is used to know what is Vrindavan. So that is why he told in his books, perhaps, or anywhere, that My preaching center is in Bombay. My head office is in Bombay. My practice sthal,
devotional place of devotional practice
is in Mayapur. Mayapur. And his abode is actually in
Vrindavan.
He has told like so. So we should realize all these truths. This is main object and mission of Swamiji. This is ISKCON. So we should be ISKCON. If we are doing so, then we are serving Swamiji and ISKCON. ISKCON is eternal. So it was not before and it will be not afterward. It is what? False. It is not true. Like Srimad Bhagavat is eternal, Gita is eternal, Braj is eternal. So Swami is this, this ISKCON is eternal. We should not make it what?
Limited.
Temporary or?
Limited.
Sectarian. This word. We should not make. We should take all these things. Try to be really ISKCON, followers of ISKCON. We are all trying. So, if you are not following the rules and regulations and teachings of Swamiji really, and we are being sectarian, then we are not actually following him. So we should try to follow from heart. There are two ways to follow anyone, by inner heart and by outwardly and inwardly. We should try to follow him outwardly, but moreover, inwardly. Otherwise, you will be deprived of him, his mission. So, he is telling that we should be careful of all these things, especially we should not dishonor any Vaishnava. Though he is a Kanishtha Vaishnava, he is chanting Krishna, but he has some
faith.
He has some faith, but also he has some kinds of lacking, not his superior Vaishnava. But yet, knowing that he is in our family, we should try to give honor and try to help him. Nothing there is to criticize anyone. If you criticize any bad person also, that will come in our heart. You know? What I am going to tell? Where is my hand? He will surely be very far away. Very far away. So, what I am going to tell, can you? No, you should tell what I am going to tell. That, ki bolchila.
Don't criticize any.
Any bad persons fault. Also.
Yes. If you criticize them.
If that a man is criticizing any bad person,
then his bad thing
that
will come
he is doing
heart.
offense. He is very
wretched,
and he
lusty.
Then lust and everything will come
in our heart.
Like a
mirror.
Not mirror, like a bijli
current.
In light there is current,
electricity.
And if anyhow there is some problem and fire is coming from light there, electricity. And if you will fill water, then it will come
electricity
through
water
and catch us, and we will die. So try to realize these things. If you will always abusing and telling that this person is very wrong person, he is offense, he is lusty, he is so
wretched,
then all things will come. Surely it will come. And if you are always glorifying Vaishnavas, Gurudev and Krishna, then this will come in our heart. That is why we should not criticize anyone personally. Only father and mother and Gurudev can reform us. Or don't do this. He has right to do it.
He is not in our category. He is out of criticism and everything because he is so merciful. Nityananda Prabhu told so many persons that don't do like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rectified Choto Haridas Thakur, you know? Choto Haridas Thakur, he was so lusty. He was not so lusty. He was not guilty. But yet, to control his all disciples, all family, he did like so. He was a bona fide Vaishnava, Choto Haridas. But yet, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu text their associates to
teach us.
No? Like Jai Vijay, they are bona fide, they were all liberated person, but Krishna, Narayan took them to give lessons to us for teachings. Chitraketu Maharaj, he was liberated soul. And when he came in the form of
Vritasur,
he was at that time also he was liberated because he had done so much good prayers to Krishna that Indra cannot understand. So we should know all these things. So Krishna and his associates come to this world and they kya wo lila karte hain,
perform pastimes.
Like a drama, but their drama is not drama. You should not think like drama. Swamiji came to this world and took birth like ordinary person, so we cannot tell him that he has taken birth and so he is conditioned soul. He was conditioned soul and then he became liberated. If you are doing then it is not good. It is not Siddhanta. You are doing offense. So you should not try to criticize any Vaishnava who is taking name. And where he is not taking name, but he is doing more than Jagai and Madhain, we should not go and criticize. We should always glorify Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and we should always try to glorify Hare Nam, Hare Krishna, this thing. So he is telling. Get him all these things. When I have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and I will give up all these things, then with a pure heart we will see Vrindavan. What is the meaning of seeing? That Krishna is going to cow herd with lakhs and lakhs cows. Nanda Baba has
9 lakhs cows.
9 lakhs. And moreover,
Vrishabhanu
Baba,
11,000,
he was more rich. More rich than Nanda Baba. There is both
Brajesh,
the king of Braja. But he was more powerful. Who? Vrishabhanu
Baba.
Also, Upananda has so many lakhs of cows. Lakhs and lakhs boys, cow herds. Lakhs and lakhs, koti koti. Cows are going from one to another. Vrindavan. How Vrindavan is? It can?
Without limit.
Like Krishna. Krishna is himself. Baldev Prabhu himself is Vrindavan. He is not other than Krishna or Baldev Prabhu. He is the master of Shandini Shakti, Baladev Prabhu. So his manifestation is Vrindavan. Everything what is manifested in Vrindavan, we see all of Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu. So Krishna is going one Vrindavan. All gopis are seeing, all the old ladies, even there was no one in Vrindavan, what? Andha,
blind.
There is no any person. Any person was not old. We think that Upananda and the father of Nanda Baba,
Parjanya,
they were old. No. They are more like childs jumping here and there. So everyone was awaiting for Krishna. When Krishna will go to them? All the gopis are there. Some are on the top of room, some are roof, some are
peering through window.
Windows. Some are peering from kunj. And all are eager to see Krishna. Krishna doing arti. They are all doing arti to Krishna. How? For beautiful crooked eyes they are all doing. And Krishna is checking all. How? By smiling only, having float, calling everyone, Sridham, Subal, Kali, Dhawali, Shyamali, Gop, all these cows, and especially Radhe, Radhe, Vishakhe, Lalite, and each used to know that Krishna is calling me, calling me. Yashoda was not in a mood to let Krishna should go there in forest. Always getting here. Krishna is making so many shapath.
Vows.
But yet she is not in a mood to give up Krishna to go. Krishna should go. After that, Krishna left all the cowherds and went to Suryakunda to meet anyone. So, this is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. Especially meeting with gopis, sometimes anyone sing that, oh, in mind, Krishna is Gokul, Krishna is in Gokul. Yashoda Maya is telling that, oh, don't come to me. I will not take you in my labs. You are so naughty. I have heard that you are going to steal in the gopis' houses, makhan and mishri. So, I will not take you in my labs. And Krishna is roping and rolling down on the earth and telling Mother that I will not do like this. Forgive me, forgive me. But Yashoda is telling, no, I know you are naughty. And sometimes he, what?
Bind him.
Bind him in okhal, you know? What is okhal?
Water.
What is this? This is Vrindavan. Krishna is what? Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Ishwara of Ishwara Sarva Karan Karanam. Krishna is. Adi M Anadi. Ishwara Paramah Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karan. But he is controlled by Yashoda. He takes the lotus feet of Narad or any Brahmin, Gargacharya, Sandila Rishi, and gives it to the head of Krishna. My Krishna should be saved. He is nothing. He is no nothing. He is no nothing. So you should have mercy to Krishna. He goes to Jamuna and tells that, oh Jamune, you should have mercy to Krishna. She takes the cow dung and the gomutra, cow pipi, mixing and taking in the pooch of Kali Gauru.
Tail.
Taking a black cow and by her tail.
And keeping like, oh, how? Om Keshavaya Rakshatu Narayanam Athodare Vastakshale Madhavan Govindam Rakshet
Kantapupake.
So all 12, this personality should save us. So Sundu. And giving that thing, mixed gobar and mutra. He never thinks that Krishna is
supreme.
Krishna supreme and he is Krishna, Ishwar of Ishwar. Never. If Krishna shows him in mouth, but yet he knows that, oh, anyone has done najar lag gai Krishna ko. Najar lagna mane? Anyone has done magic or anyhow. Gopis are telling, oh, come on, come on. Our this caller has gone fed, you should do. You should bring your father's shoes. And Krishna is going and happily taking this on his head and he's dancing and coming, oh, this is my father's shoe here. This is Vrindavan, we should know. What is Vrindavan? So, when a day will come that by the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana, especially by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I will see actually Vrindavan and I will go forever and never come return. Jadagatvana nivartante taddhama. If anyone goes there, he never returns to this world of birth and death, sorrows and sufferings. So he is praying. What more? Jugal Priti. What is the divine couple's love, affection? What is that? We cannot know. We have no realization of this. If you will go through the books of Rupa Goswami and pray him, I want to know what is the Jugal Priti. What is the divine love, affection? He can mercifully give it, otherwise he cannot have. You know that Rupa Goswami went to Puri and he was writing something, a book, but mixing Dwarka Leela and Braj Leela together. Lalita Devi and especially Satyabhama told that don't mix. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in other words, he told that don't try to
take out Krishna from Braj.
From Braja. Yes. We should read all these things and try to understand all these things from the purport of Swamiji books. I have not told that he is the imperfect and he has not written so many things. I was going to tell that everything here, but in
condensed form.
So we can learn all these things from his books by any bonafide Vaishnava. Like Srimad Bhagavatam. Ja Bhagavat Pada. If you are not going to learn it, Srimad Bhagavat from bonafide Vaishnava, you cannot learn and you cannot realize all this. In the same way, what I told there, my mood was to tell this thing. That everything he has written there, but any bona fide Vaishnava should be there. Who has served them, him Swamiji, and he has realized something. And those who are at least Madhyam Uttam Vaishnava, who has left all the easy goes and they have left their aparad,
offenses,
unearths. We should go to them. They have lock and key of the Swamiji books. We should go and serve them. Then they will unlock and they will explain all the things are in his books. My mood was to tell this, not to make any offense, because I am serving him since
1946.
And he is my Shiksha Guru. Shiksha is not Guru, is not less than Diksha Guru. I know this fact. It has been written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have done more Sangha and I have served more than anyone. I know this fact. And I have so much honor more than anyone. So I am not going to criticize him. And not going to make him
inferior.
That's my mood is not that. I want only to say that we should be broad-minded to learn all the deep meanings of Swamiji, what he has written. Only my mood is this. So, he used to tell me that, you should sing some kirtan. I used to this. Also that kirtan, Sirupa Manjari Pade, Pada, Sei Mora Sampada. At the time of, he left this world at the same day, I recited this bhajan. All were weeping at that time. Also in his, when he was in this planet, I used to do kirtans always when he used to meet me. This Gauranga Bolita Have Pulakasa, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Gopala Govinda Ram Srimadhusudha Giri Hari Gopinatha Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Gopta Hari Guru Vaishnava Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raghunatha Sri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghunatha E Chaya Gosai Kari Charana Vanda Yaha Vaite Vignana Satishta Echaya Gosai Jabe Praja Kailanva Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kari Abhaka Devala